Welcome back to Sturgeon High School as we're getting ready for the girls' third place game. This game is almost a championship-like game because you have the fifth-ranked Paris Lady Coyotes in class number two, 16-2 on the season, and they will be taking on the South Callaway Bulldogs, or Lady Bulldogs, I should say, 11-4 on the season, and they are getting votes in class number three. These are actually the top two seeds in this tournament. They both fell to lower seeds, the three and the four seeds, Community and Salisbury, respectively. That'll be the title game later on this evening, but this should be a very fascinating matchup as this was the championship game 1 year ago here at the Sturgeon Tournament. South Callaway actually had an undefeated season prior to going into sectional play, where they were eliminated by Licking in sectional play. Meanwhile, the Lady Coyotes were district champions 1 year, or district runner-ups, I should say, 1 year ago before falling to Salisbury. Coming up, you'll hear from both of our head coaches in this contest. First up, it'll be South Callaway's Darren Humphrey, and then you'll hear from Garrett Thomas, Paris Lady Coyote coach. We're getting ready for a fun third-place game on the girls' side. Next on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Superior products and superior service. At Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris, we're committed to delivering you both. This is Todd Ragsdale. We continually update with new technology at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. Whether it's equipment for our custom application or the latest technology in seed varieties, chemicals, and fertilizer. Our main goal is simple. We're here to assist you in achieving the best yields possible on your fields. Stop by or give us a call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. We offer you more for your operation.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/real. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/real. That's forhims.com/real for your first month for just $5. forhims.com/real.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
What are the keys to achieving long-term success in your business or farming operation? Commitment, goal setting, and marketing strategies are just a few components of a successful plan. This is Will Mefford of TPMB Bank in Paris. Another vital key is having a lender who truly listens to you and is a partner in helping you achieve long-term success. Since 1865, TPMB Bank has been that lender helping small businesses and farmers just like you prosper. The key to better banking and your financial success is at TPMB Bank in Paris, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com as we're getting ready for the third place game in the Sturgeon Tournament. This should be a fun one between the South Callaway Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Coyotes of Paris. This is actually the championship game 1 year ago, and Darren Humphrey is the Lady Bulldogs coach. First off, it's good to catch up with you. 11-4 on the year. How would you characterize your season so far?
Our season has been really successful so far. We've got a lot of young athletes that are eager to play. Sturgeon always brings a lot of talent to that tournament, and we look forward to playing in that third game matchup.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of this youth, because you lost a couple of key seniors last year, Adrian Mann being one of them, and you only have a senior and a junior. The rest are either a freshman or sophomore. Lo and behold, you guys have an 11-4 record. How have you guys managed to basically, I don't know, I would say turn the clock necessarily, because they obviously had a great career, but how have you been able to pick up right where they left off?
You know, I really attribute a lot of that being the success that we're seeing this year. The girls had an inborn hunger when they walked onto the floor. they knew and had watched what it was going to take to win a championship of tournaments like we did last year and be successful, and also in the district. You know, even the 7th and 8th grade program, we work closely with them as well. And having that knowledge of what it's going to take and what key roles they were going to have to fill, even as 8th graders moving up, I think that was important for them to know.
Again, Darren Humphrey, South Callaway Lady Bulldog coach, joining us here on The Captain. All right, Coach, so we've talked about just the competition overall in this Sturgeon tournament as a whole. How do you see it kind of shaping out in a game like this?
You know, we do have some – we're going to have a great post-matchup between Delaney Horseman and the post-4, the Parrish Coyotes. Those two ladies know how to battle. They play a lot of ball together or have – to, you know, on the competitive level, they know kind of what each other one, the other one is going to do. Hopefully, we matched up with her last year with Delaney Horseman as a freshman, and we were successful in that battle. But every year, these athletes get better and better. So those matchups are going to happen. We've got to rely on Paige Glove and Reagan Brown to move the ball and be consistent with passes, shorten up the passes, and we've got to have rebounds out of Haley Potter and Reagan Meyer. We just can't rely on any aspect of this to fall short if we're going to be successful against Paris.
Well, I was about to ask you that question, what's going to be key, but you've answered it brilliantly already, so I won't bother asking. But Darren Humphrey, appreciate you joining us here, and best of luck this afternoon.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Not a problem, man. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Paris Lady Coyote coach Garrett Thomas. We're getting ready for the third place game in the girls' Sturgeon tournament on The Captain, centralmoinfo.com.
Winter can be the best time to get those construction projects done. Now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A-plus Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations, or online at capitalmo.com.
Back here on 99.9 The Captain and centralmoinfo.com, getting ready for a very intriguing third place game between the Paris Lady Coyotes and the South Callaway Lady Bulldogs. It's actually a rematch of the championship game just 1 year ago. Garrett Thomas is the Lady Coyote coach. All right, Coach, last time we saw you guys was against Salisbury in a conference matchup. How would you characterize your play from that point to now?
We've been kind of up and down a little bit. We dropped two here lately to a really good community squad, as well as Salisbury last night. And, you know, it's been nice in a way to see some areas we're deficient before we get into district play. But there's definitely plenty of time to fix the things where we've kind of messed up.
What's been the point of emphasis?
Being more patient offensively. I guess community, for instance, we had only one possession where we passed the ball at least 5 times, and we shot a lot of quick shots, turned the ball over too much. And I think that if we had maintained some more positive possessions, we would have probably fared a little bit better versus both teams.
Yeah, no question about that. Hard to imagine that in a third-place game, you got yourselves who are ranked number 5 in class number 2, and your opponent is the South Callaway Lady Bulldogs, who have been getting a lot of votes in class number 3. First off, talk to me just how this competition in the Sturgeon tournament has been.
It's been really good, and we've faced several good teams throughout the season. Monroe City and Palm Meyer tested us early, playing Salisbury and Kay Rover at Salisbury, and then over at Sturgeon playing Salisbury again, and then South Callaway. What I've been telling the girls is we want to play good teams, you know, all throughout the year. We want to be tested, and you know, the record is what it is. You know, the point is to test yourself and see where you're deficient going into district. So it's been good to get tested all throughout the year.
Will be key to take down the Lady Bulldogs and take third place in this tournament.
They're pretty well rounded. They've got a really solid post player inside that we need to slow down and keep off the boards, and they shoot the ball really well from three. So I think slowing them down offensively is going to be a huge area of emphasis. And then, you know, offensively, we need to improve our seems not turn the ball over so much and be a little bit more patient.
Lady Coyote coach Garrett Thomas joining us here on CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, appreciate the time and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you, and thank you for your coverage.
Girls' third place game in Sturgeon Tournament is next on The Captain.
Are you thinking about starting or adding to your nest egg? Regional Missouri Bank has a variety of savings and certificate of deposit options to help you achieve your financial goals.
Contact your local Regional Missouri Bank branch for details about the range of products, terms, and rates we are currently offering. You can also check out the rates page on RMB's website at www.regionalmo.bank today.
Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Just underway in the girls' third place game between South Calway and Paris. Paris going left to right on the radio dial here. 30 seconds in, it's Allison Moore to the top for Delaney Whelan. We'll tell you about the starting five for both teams in just a moment. Here is Delaney Miller, now Allison Moore, a three top of the key, front rim, and Tori Hamilton trying to get the rebound. Instead, it'll be Reagan Meyer. Meyer cuts to the middle, now to the top. Now inside, and a travel's called. Starting five for Paris is Delaney Whelan, Delaney Miller, Allie Francis, Allison Moore, Tori Hamilton. They're in all white uniforms, being the top seed in this tournament. Blue numbers, black trim surrounding it. South Calway will start Haley Potter, Reagan Meyer, Paige Club, Reagan Brown, and Delaney Horseman. They're in the away blue uniforms, white trimming outlining the numbers and letters. And they have a white shoulder back as well on the back of their jerseys. At the top of the key, here's Allie Francis trying to hit a three. That doesn't go. It's rebounded by the point guard, Potter. Now it's in the inside. A hook shot by 6'1 sophomore Horseman. Doesn't go. Miller to rebound here for Paris. They will come across the timeline here to Delaney Whelan from the right elbow. Man-to-man shown here by the Lady Bulldogs. Again, receiving votes in Class 3 is South Calway. Paris number 5 in Class 2. And this is the third place game. Hard to believe. Here's a three-point try by Delaney Whelan. She connects. Lady Coyotes up 3-0. So now they'll come to Reagan Brown. She'll take it on to the right side and reset South Calway offense. Brown tries to pivot. Rolls one over to her teammate, Meyer. Meyer takes it to the rim, trying to drop around Hamilton. Passes one to the right side for Horseman, and two won't go. Lake Coyotes get the rebound. Allie Francis. Paris is 16-2 on the year. They fell to Salisbury in the semifinal this past Saturday, and they fell to the number 2 team in class number 1, the Community Lady Trojans, and we'll see them later tonight in our championship game. And a foul is going to get called from behind. It's going to be a pushing foul on Delaney Miller. That is her first. And already we already see three-time Crest All-Star John Wood commit. Allison Moore to take a quick breather. And checking in her place is Elizabeth Cupp. A pass on to the right side for Reagan Brown. Now trying to go low for Meyer. She fell to the deck. And it's taken away by the 5-3 at Whelan. Delaney Whelan from the top. Tries to pivot. Instead, they'll come around Elizabeth Cupp. Now inside to Tori Hamilton. Fires one to the right side. Whelan. And now a 3-second violation called on Paris. It looks like Tori Hamilton, the guilty party in there. 3-0. Lady Bulldogs still looking for their first points of the game. Here's Reagan Brown at the top of the key. Passes it to the right side for Horseman. Now back over to Meyer. Three is to the left, and it is snatched by Delaney Miller. Miller for Whelan. Cross the Sturgeon logo. Newly designed Sturgeon court as well. I'll tell you a little bit about that later on. Tori Hamilton gets position, and the layup leads the Lady Coyotes with 14.5 a game. And she gets her first points, 5-0 Paris. Here's Reagan Meyer. Tries to attack the zone, partially deflected, but Lady Bulldogs get back. Here's Horseman from the high post. Tries to right side, surrounded by three, comes back up top. Haley Potter tries to hit a 3-5-7 freshman, can't get it to fall. Elizabeth Cupp the rebound. Across the timeline, now to Whelan. inside to Hamilton, a 1-on-1, and a nice power move there by Hamilton, the 6'5 junior. Draws a timeout from the South Callaway Lady Bulldogs. A 7-0 run to open things up. It'll be a 30-second timeout for Darren Humphrey, the head coach for the Lady Bulldogs. And while we have a moment, we want to thank some of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. That would be Paris Senior Center, Wheeler Auction of Real Estate, Thomas Auto Parts, Nutrient Ag Solutions, TPNB Bank, Logan Agri Service, Monroe Manor, all of Paris. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keetzel, Glasgow, and Paris. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Spiriton Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Sugar, and your partner in growing a better tomorrow. 4:08 to go here in the first quarter. Paris leads 7-0 in the third place game. The powerhouse third place game, that is. And taking it to the bucket was Delaney Horseman, the 6'1 sophomore, draws the foul. And this will belong to the 5'5 senior, Allie Francis. Delaney Whelan into the game. Checking out is Allie Francis. Allison Moore also checked in for the Lady Coyotes during the intermission between quarters. Or during the 30-second timeout, I should say. On the left side, a three. Haley Potter can't connect. Moore to rebound. To the top, lobs it in for Hamilton. Snatches it and puts up the two. Tori Hamilton having a breakout junior season. From the high post, it will be Horseman. And it was stolen away by Allie Francis. Or Allison Moore, beg your pardon. Now to Delaney Whelan. Now to Cup. Right baseline. Her shot off the front of the rims. Taken by South Galloway. And now coming back is Nicole Skinner, who's also into the game. And a foul is going to get called. And it looks like this will belong to Paris. And it will be Nicole Skinner's first foul. Here's Dillian Miller from the top. Now to Allison Moore. Moore gets a, trying to get a screen through Miller. Fell to the deck. And now here's Nicole Skinner off the left wing. And she tries to go up for a shot. And we'll get a foul called. And this is going to be on Reagan Meyer. On the way for a two, it's Delaney Miller from the right block. Her first points on the afternoon, 11-0 Paris. So far, so good on the defensive side for the Lady Coyotes, making life hard on South Callaway. Here's Paige Club, the leading scorer, 17.5 points a game. Comes to the inside for Horseman, trying to work around Molly Cup, who just came in the game. Kick out back to Club, and she'll knock down the three. First points of the afternoon for the Lady Bulldogs. Lady Coyotes give it to Moore across the timeline. She'll take it up to the right wing, trying to find Molly Cup over her head, and it will go out of bounds. Nicole Skinner trying to keep it alive. So Horseman will give it to Club. Club through two. The underhand draws the foul. She'll go for two. It will be on Delaney Whelan, her first. So let's learn a little bit about Paige Club while she takes her free throws. Great decision maker, according to Coach Darren Humphrey, as she buries the first of two. Always has had a good sense. And she's one of two returning starters on this South Callaway team of knowing where the ball is going to go. She can hit 3-2, as we've already seen. Second shot coming as Nicole Skinner takes a seat for the Lady Coyotes, and she'll go 2-for-2. 11-5, and a 30-second timeout called by Garrett Thomas. And the Paris Lady Coyotes with 2:12 to go in quarter number one. Looked like they were about to run into a side trap. during that possession. So 11-5 here is our score. And a good start for Paris, as they've been able to execute a little bit of the offense. And one thing that cost them in a game against Salisbury, they just had a hard time trying to control the tempo. Salisbury dictated the tempo right off the get-go, got Torrey Hamilton into a little bit of foul trouble, changed the dynamics of the entire game. And as a result, Salisbury defeated Paris for the first time this season. They've already played three times this season. Here's Delaney Willing, unloads a three off the pass from Moore. She gets the rebound on the other side and now passes it to Hamilton. Her shot doesn't go. And now a foul going to get called. This is going to be on Torrey Hamilton as she gets called for the over the back. Her first. South Callaway shows a little tempo. Here's Club, drops it off to Reagan Brown from the high post. The jumper, back iron, no offensive board. Horseman. Now they'll reset for Club. The point guard, on this play at least, takes a tumble, tacking in on the arc, and it's going to be tripped up by Francis, her second foul. She'll take a seat. Elizabeth Cup back in. Quick inbound. They will go for turnaround two for Delaney. Horseman, beautiful pass off the inbound from Reagan Meyer. 11-7. More no-look pass across to Whelan near side. Now far side for Miller. Now into the left corner for Cup. And she'll take a walk. West Strand Hornets making their presence here at Sturgeon. Walking in ahead of the boys' third place game. They'll be taking on the New Franklin Bulldogs. Off the right baseline, here is a try by Reagan Meyer, and Hamilton deflected it out. South Callaway gets it back. Meyer again. Gets the bounce pass, a little fadeaway jumper by Club from downtown, rebounded by Hamilton as she was short. Whelan takes it to the right side for Miller. Back to Moore. He'll go around the arc for Skinner. Now trying to find Hamilton, deflected away. Back up top, Moore, three, got it. They deflected it right to Delaney Miller, and Moore was wide open at the top of the key. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Going coast to coast is Club. Her underhand shot is to the left. Moore to rebound. Tries to go into the Lady Bulldog teeth and now settles things down. Here is Skinner. Left wing. The two is going to go, but she got fouled well before the shot. And that will be Club's second foul. Miller to inbound for Hamilton, who utilizes her 6'5 frame. Tried to get the shot off, and she did not in time. Will remain on the floor. Delaney Horseman, a fascinating matchup for the 6'1 sophomore today. Miller has to get it off just in time for Miller for the 5-second count. From the right wing, now trying to get it to Skinner, but Waylon Bales are out in the backcourt. 13 seconds to go here in the first. 14-7 Paris. Elizabeth Cup now to Moore in the high post. Moore takes Hamilton baseline over the bucket, and it is rebounded by Sal Callaway. 1 second, two-thirds court from Club to the right. 14-7 Paris. After one quarter of playing the girls' third-place game in the Sturgeon Tournament on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890 or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
Fourteen to seven in this girls' third place game. Ben Winstein joining us here now. Start the second quarter. I'm Scott Lunsey, for those wondering. Haley Potter from the high post for South Callaway, and she'll go to the line for two. May got tripped up in the process. That's going to be Tori Hamilton's second foul.
And that's where she needs to be careful, because every time South Callaway takes it down the lane, she is, the percentage of her getting a foul is going to be pretty high. And already with two fouls, that's smart. Take her out. See if you can hold the lead with her, because she is such a dominant force. You're going to need her towards the end of this one.
That was the bugaboo for her again in the semifinal. And a turnover. It is Molly Cup that gets it. She's a defensive force for the Lady Coyotes down low. And they will give it now to Delaney Miller. Now to Whalen. Lady Coyotes reset the offense. And now here is Nicole Skinner. Skinner now to Miller. And it was tipped out by Club. Paris keeps it just in front of South Callaway bench. It will be Delaney Miller once again.
Got the new Franklin boys in the gym.
Both teams have arrived, and again, New Franklin West Strand boys' third place game coming up after this one. And South Callaway gets a steal. Paige Club trying to draw her own points off the steal, and she cannot get the layup. And looked like it was Miller who tried to draw the charge, didn't get it. It was last touch by Club. Paris gets it back. So it'll be Miller. Partial press shown here by the Lady Bulldogs. And now they're trying to get the Moore, and she barely keeps it alive. And now it's touched out by Whalen. Good defense by South Callaway.
Some helter-skelter going on here.
A little bit as Elizabeth Cup now checks back in. So we have Elizabeth and Molly Cup both on the floor for the Lady Coyotes. And this is an important stretch here for South Callaway. Allison Moore and Tori Hamilton are both not on the floor at this time. And this was something Garrett Thomas has mentioned. How can they produce offensively during a time like this? And it's going to be a pushing foul here. It looks like this will belong to Molly Cup, and that is her first. One-on-one coming up here for Reagan Brown. A 57.8% free throw shooter. Freshman as well, and she'll miss. Offensive rebound, however, Reagan Meyer gets it. Meyer, now a two-point try by Haley Potter, and it's rebounded by Delaney Miller. Miller to Whalen. Gets just across the timeline and stolen away. Club and alone, no problem for the sophomore. 14-11, one possession game.
I mean, they're being reckless with some of their passes. The pressure is certainly getting to them. They need to be quicker.
And they do it again.
That time they were quicker. It was just a bad pass.
Meyer, kick out. Three, Potter to tie off the front of the rim. And a little indecisiveness by the Lady Coyotes, who was going to take that rebound.
Yeah, they got to communicate.
I wouldn't be surprised if Garrett Thomas quickly brings Allison Moore back in. And, yes, she does just that.
You can't have three players just sitting there.
So Moore comes back on, one would assume, to settle things down for the Coyotes. And she was wide open on the left side. They couldn't get it to her. Here's Club trying to make it a one-point game off the transition.
That was a great take. She didn't avoid the contact. She knew it was coming and adjusted her body accordingly. Right now, Paris needs to help their teammates out. I don't think they're spacing each other well.
They are not, as Potter now draws the turnover, pushes up the floor to Reagan Brown for the lead off the front of the rim, and Allison Moore gets the rebound. Moore up the right wing. Cuts to the top. Needs something for a delay. Counts and a foul call. She'll take two. Good take there by Allison Moore.
And that's what you need if you're Paris. You just need Allison Moore to start taking over. She knew she was about to come. She was able to do it.
Second foul called on Delaney Horseman. And the first free throws coming for Allison Moore tonight. She has made 51% on the or 51 free throws, I should say, on the year. Garrett Thomas's preference is to show how much points are made in a game. Statistically, a two-point try by Haley Potter, and that will go in. 16-15, Lady Coyotes with the lead. Here is Nicole Skinner up the left side. Now down to the baseline, her reverse layup, and will this go for two? Yes, she will go for two. And this is going to belong to Meyer. Have not seen any subs come in for South Callaway. Only two on the bench today. Kendall Dillon and Lachlan Guthrie. First shot will fall for Skinner, who averages about 4 points a game. She does a little bit of everything. Works on a shot, but manages to get to the rim. We saw her do just that. Second shot off the back of the rim, and it will be a lane violation, and it's on South Callaway, so Skinner will get one more try at it. So take three. On its way, misses. Potter to rebound. And it was batted out by Skinner into the bleachers. Back to South Callaway. Darren Humphrey wearing the royal blue dress shirt with a silver tie today, with a silver tie bar. Barking out orders to South Callaway team, down by two, trying to tie right here with Paige Club on the left block.
Great movement off the ball for South Callaway there. And you have to credit the teammates for looking for some of those players to move off the ball, create some space for themselves.
Skinner now for Paris, kick out to Moore on the right side. Takes three steps in for a 15-footer, and that is not going to go. Skinner left baseline will try again. Does it go? Taken by Potter. And up the right side of the floor is Reagan Brown. She'll come around to the top for Club. Club left side, slices and dices through the Cairo defense, and they lead for the first time in this game.
Wow, and she has long arms, too. She's able to scoop that shot up pretty easily. Slicing and dicing is the perfect term there.
Moore at the top. Now to Skinner. And a elbow on Skinner as she tried to come around to the top, and a good work there by Reagan Brown to make sure the officials called it. That is foul number one for the sophomore. Offensive foul, so no bonus, despite Paris having 18 fouls. And it'll be Club now. No look pass inside for a two, and Delaney Horseman has a chance for an and one.
Yeah, these officials now have gotten to calling these little tap fouls. There really wasn't any pressure from the defense there. I'm not exactly sure what they saw, but South Callaway taking advantage of it.
Now Tori Hamilton coming back in with the two fouls. We'll try and not pick up a third. Here's the front end of a one, and one does go. No problem on the rebound for Hamilton.
And that's going to be even more tough if they're calling these little tap fouls. She could be in trouble.
Here is Hamilton. Her shot blocked. Kicked out to Moore off of the three and got it. Nice play there by Hamilton to find Moore outside. Cuts it down to one. Trying to answer, Club touch just down. What a shot there by the sophomore.
Smooth as silk.
Now you know why they've been getting votes in class number three. Paige Club doing it all for South Callaway as a timeout's called by the Lady Coyotes. It's a 30-second timeout with 3:11 to go here in the first half. Very interesting to see the South Callaway team first time, Ben. I know we've gotten to see the Lehigh Coyotes a couple times at the Monroe City Tournament, and also a doubleheader against Salisbury, and we'll probably see them, I'm sure, a little more. But I've been impressed with South Callaway. It was a tough start for them. But Paige Klubb and Delaney Horseman, those two are the real deal, especially Klubb, only a 5'8 sophomore, one of the two returning starters. And she already has a total of 16 points.
Yeah, she does, and she's been great. She's been seeing the defensive moves ahead of what they've been putting in front of her. I think that's very valuable, at least in this game for her, that she's been able to do that, because she's been able to fit herself in some places that were open that closed the last second, but it was too late.
Here's Moore trying to get another three offline. Left Skinner there waiting on the left side. Not sure that was an intentional miss there by Allison Moore, but it pays off nevertheless. One-point game. South Callaway at the lead. Here is Klubb. Leading point scorer for South Callaway. Fires one inside for Horseman. Moore gets the steal. She'll take it up to the left side. Pulls up. Steps back. Unloads a three. No go. And South Callaway's Klubb gets the rebound in the left corner. Now comes across the timeline to the top of the key. Klubb. Nola pass right side the Horseman. And gets her own rebound. Put back. Blocked by Hamilton. Moore gets the rebound on the other side. And now she'll slow things down. Moore to Skinner. Now to Whalen. Whalen finds Miller at the top. Miller looks to attack. Now to Moore, right elbow. And Miller tries a three. Top of the key. Doesn't go. And it was let go by South Callaway and Paris. And Lady Bulldogs get it back. 24-22, South Callaway leads. And we'll get a timeout called by Darren Humphrey and the South Callaway Bulldogs. 1:57 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back in a minute on 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
You may have heard that Paris Senior Center is not just for seniors anymore. Well, that's true, because we've always been here for the entire community. Any age and any income is welcome. Sure, we serve up delicious, nutritious new meals every weekday for those who are in retirement. However, the Paris Senior Center also serves up delicious new meals to hardworking men and women of all ages. And if you don't want a big meal, order our chef's salad. So come on in and purchase a meal or two a week and help our community and our seniors. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
Albert Carson likes living at Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City. He wanted to inform you of how he personally feels about living there.
In general overall, the help's all good and the meals are good and the place is nice and clean. I just like everything, you know. The nurses are good. I would recommend it big time.
Quality care with love to share. That's what Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City offers their residents. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
.24-22, South Callaway comes out of the full timeout with the lead and the ball. It will be Haley Potter from the left side. Hamilton says no, and trying to keep it alive, it will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Allie Francis checks in, and Allison Moore takes a seat.
That just has to be hurtful when you're able to weave your way down low, spinning in the paint, getting yourself open, and then Hamilton comes and just swats your shot down low. You did all that work just to have it blocked. That's demoralizing. That works on you. It gets in the back of your mind when you're trying to drive inside as well for the future. You know she's there. She automatically makes you adjust.
3-second call on Sal Callaway, and I think what makes matters worse is Hamilton didn't even need to move on that.
No, she just stood there. It's pretty impressive. She stood there, waited for her to come to her, and swatted it away.
Like, nope. Speaking of, Hamilton, turnaround two off the back of the rim, uses her length to get the rebound, and that doesn't go either. And now it's a scrap for the loose ball right under the Sal Callaway bucket, and the Lady Bulldogs come up with it. This is Brown, and she got bumped by Whalen, heading to the bucket on the right rim. And that'll be her second. 10th foul already by the Lady Coyotes, so double bonus time for Reagan Meyer. First of two off the back of the rim. It's actually Reagan Brown. 5'7 freshman already with one free throw, now 2-0-for-2. Darren Humphrey likes to use her as a ball distributor. Get a sub check in. That's Elizabeth Cup. Sally Francis gets a breather, one would think, for the remaining portion of the half. And this is making a three-point lead, and Brown does just that. Partial press shown here by the Lady Bulldogs. You get across. Hamilton from the high post left side. Moore wide open with a three-point try, and she will not miss.
That's why she's so good. You leave her open, she's going to knock down shots like that, especially in a clutch time like this to try to tie it up before the half.
Well, she did just that. And it will be Haley Potter trying to answer back in and out. Last touch by, I guess, South Callaway. I thought Allison Moore touched that last. They said Horseman was the one that last touched it, so Paris gets it back. Looking to take the lead back after opening up the quarter with a 14-7 lead. And so Delaney Whelan will try and keep things alive and goes out of bounds. Miller will inbound to Whelan. 33 seconds to go here in a quarter. Miller to Cup. Now to Hamilton, and it is last touch by Hamilton. Back to South Callaway. Skinner back in. Molly Cup also back in. Hamilton. And Elizabeth Cup check out. 25 apiece. The Lady Bulldogs hold for the last shot of the half. Here is Club. Curls in into the paint. The underhand falls.
Man, she has been so good at finding the holes down low and being able to sneak past defenders.
18 points for her. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. NBA three for the lead. Allison Moore, the Crest All-Star, putting on a show at the end of the first half.
Yeah, that was tremendous. That's why she's one of the best in the area. She just knocked it down. Smooth shot from NBA range. Didn't even look like she tried forcing it or pushing it harder than she usually does with her shot. Great, great moment for her.
And on that note, that bucket gave Paris a 28-27 lead going into the locker room after one half of play. This has been a fun third-place game as we were anticipating between the Lady Coyotes and the Lady Bulldogs. Take a break on the Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. And Ben caught up with Seth Thomas, South Callaway boys coach, after a 68-66 overtime win in the boys' consolation game. You'll hear from him next on the Captain.
Message and data rates may apply.
What ideas, ambitions, or grand plans have you put on hold because you thought they weren't possible? At Arizona State University, we not only work to help you achieve your goals, we strive to make them bigger than you could have imagined. You'll be inspired by mentors who can help create real-world opportunities and pathways. You'll learn from industry leaders and professors who will inspire you to take your ideas further than you ever imagined. And you'll have direct access to online advisors and support coaches who will work to keep you on track from start to finish. Text GET to 66597 and discover more about what makes ASU Online support second to none. Stop putting your dreams on hold and start unlocking your potential today. Learn more about Arizona State University's more than 150 degrees offered 100% online. Text GET to 66597. Again, that's GET to 66597.
Superior products and superior service. At Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris, we're committed to delivering you both. This is Todd Ragsdale. We continually update with new technology at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. Whether it's equipment for our custom application or the latest technology in seed varieties, chemicals, and fertilizer, our main goal is simple. We're here to assist you in achieving the best yields possible on your fields. Stop by or give us a call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. We offer you more for your operation.
At Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry, we make it our goal every time to get you the right part at the right price right now. Whether it's your family car, pickup, ag equipment, or heavy-duty truck, because of our NAPA affiliation, Thomas Auto Parts can access a large network of quality parts at a price that's competitive. This is Nick Thomas. We also offer Hustler zero-turn mowers because you just can't go wrong with a Hustler. It's quality at the right price, and you can purchase it right here, now at Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry.
Here with South Callaway head coach Seth Thomas after an overtime victory to get the consolation championship here. Coach, down the stretch, fourth quarter and in overtime, what did you like from the way your team played?
I guess resiliency. I mean, just especially how we started that first quarter out. There's lots of teams that you get down like that, especially the way Salisbury shot it. And they shot the ball well and executed well against our defense and really had to make us change things up. But what I really like from our guys is we got down with that deficit early and we just kept chipping away at it, especially when things weren't going our way there towards the end and we were doing things. And that just shows how far these guys have come this year and how well they are playing together as a team. And they just made some plays happen. It wasn't pretty the whole entire game, but we got out of there and resilient, and we're a very resilient group right there. And I'm super proud of them.
And like you said, down 20 at one point in this game because of Salisbury's three-point shooting. What adjustments did you make to be able to chip away?
Well, normally we play our 1-2-2. We just went to a man, and we just had to get hands up in their faces. And I told those guys, really, you know, if they hit seven threes in each quarter, we're going to freaking lose. So, I mean, it is what it is. But all we can do is make sure they're shooting contested shots and take away from their open shots. And I thought we did a lot better job of that when the game went on, that we were making them take contested shots.
That three-point shot to send it into overtime, was that executed to perfection, how you drew it up?
Oh, yeah, executed perfection. We didn't call the bank shot, but I told him he needed to make it. So I guess any way it goes in counts, right? Bank's still open, I guess, in some places. So we executed it really well. And again, great job by those guys, and a great job by Tyler Leppard coming off the bench cold and being willing to take that shot as well.
All right, thank you, Coach. Congrats.
Thank you.
Farming is tough enough without worrying about whether your current banker understands your farming operation. This is Will Mefford at TPNB Bank in Paris. From the initial meeting, we listened to your ideas and want to learn more about your operation. After accessing your unique business, the loan officers at TPNB Bank work with you to assist you in accomplishing your objectives and the realization of your long-term farming goals. The key to better banking and your financial success is at TPNB Bank in Paris, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
At any age, nutrition is important, especially after retirement. At the Paris Senior Center in Paris, we serve up delicious, nutritious noon meals every weekday. This is Tara. Whether 20 or 90, you have one thing in common. You want to enjoy a delicious meal and enjoy the company of others. Different ages have different life experiences and stories to tell. One thing we can agree on, a cup of coffee, a good story, and good food bring friends closer and communities together. It happens at the Paris Senior Center every day. The Paris Senior Center, where life at any age is celebrated with a meal.
Let's take a look at some of your first half stats here really quick between the Paris Lady Coyotes and South Callaway Lady Bulldogs as Paris leads 28-27 here in this girls' third-place game at the Sturgeon Tournament. Allison Moore with 14 points to lead the Lady Coyotes. Tori Hamilton with 6, Nicole Skinner with 3, Delaney Willen with 3, and Delaney Miller has a field goal. Meanwhile, for South Callaway, Paige Club leads all scores in this game with a total of 18 points. Delaney Horseman with 3, Rega Brown with a free throw, and Haley Potter with a total of 3 points. We will have the second half of the Paris Lady Coyotes and South Callaway Lady Bulldogs coming your way in just a moment on the Captain and CentralMoinfo.com.
Superior products and superior service. At Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris, we're committed to delivering you both. This is Todd Ragsdale. we continually update with new technology at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. Whether it's equipment for our custom application or the latest technology in seed varieties, chemicals, and fertilizer, our main goal is simple. We're here to assist you in achieving the best yields possible on your fields. Stop by or give us a call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. We offer you more for your operation.
Is an auction in your future? Contact Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris. You want experience and you want a customer base following for your auction. That's what you get with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate. They've established themselves as a full-service auction and real estate company serving Missouri and surrounding states. Whether it's farm machinery, construction equipment, real estate, or livestock, call 660-327-5890 or check them out online at WheelerAuctions.com. That's Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate of Paris, ready to go to work for you.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
At Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry, we make it our goal every time to get you the right part at the right price right now. Whether it's your family car, pickup, ag equipment, or heavy-duty truck, because of our NAPA affiliation, Thomas Auto Parts can access a large network of quality parts at a price that's competitive. This is Nick Thomas. We also offer Hustler zero-turn mowers because you just can't go wrong with a Hustler. It's quality at the right price, and you can purchase it right here, now, at Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry.
Getting ready for the start of the second half of this girls' third-place game at the Sturgeon Tournament. Alongside Ben Wittenstein, I'm Scott Lunty. It will be Paris ball to start things out for the second half in this third-place game. Again, those joining us, Paris in home white uniforms, blue numbers, black trimming surrounding their jerseys. And South Calway in the away blue uniforms with a white shoulder back. White trim and white lettering. And it will be Paris with the ball right to left on the radio dial. It is Delaney Miller. Now around to Delaney Whelan. Finds Francis trying to attack. Cannot do so and taken away by Haley Potter. Potter to the top. Now to the left wing for Brown. Takes a step looking for her first field goal of the game and it gives South Calway a lead. Now press shown, and Moore trying to escape it. Dribbles her way around Reagan Brown, and a reaching foul will get called on the freshman. And quickly we'll see Nicole Skinner and Elizabeth Cup check in. Delaney Whelan, now to Delaney Miller, now over to Skinner, one out for phase, but corrals it back in. Now Hamilton, kick out. Whelan, three, rattles in. What a shot there by Delaney Whelan. Hamilton had a chance on the baseline. Passed up and went for the three. Paris back up top, 31-29. And falling to the floor was Reagan Brown. And that'll come right wing for Cup. And now a scrum for the loose ball in the high post, and it'll be a jump ball. And now we'll get a Allison Moore check back in, and Allie Francis as well. So Meyer, the junior, one of two upperclassmen on the South Calway team. Guthrie is the other who's on the bench. Time for that. It's all underclassmen for the Lady Bulldogs of South Calloway. They will pass to Delaney Horseman. Her two is in and out. Hamilton to board. Now to Whelan. Whelan tiptoeing down the right side of the court, deflected out by Brown. Back to South Calloway. Or make that Paris. Here is Moore. Hamilton inside, double team, passes it right to Allie Francis. She gets awarded for a two. That is Reagan Brown's third foul. And Allie Francis, 13 made free throws on the year, now 14. It's the fifth-ranked Lady Coyotes in class number two try to gather their 17th win on the season. And second one doesn't go. Paige Club drops it off to Brown, takes a three-point try to the left, and a spin move by Horseman on the offensive board. And Whalen will get the second chance rebound. She'll take it across to the right elbow. Now to Hamilton. Turnaround two. No problem there for the 6'5 junior. 34-29. Here is Club at the top of the key. Dishes one to the left side for Potter. Curls one now to the right wing for Brown. Brown is guarded closely by Moore. Now to Meyer. Inside, Horseman kick out. A little inside out play. No problem there for Haley Potter. She knocks home the three. Back to a two-point game. Moore out to Whalen. Trying to get it to Hamilton and deflected away by Horseman. And up the floor goes South Callaway. Last touch by the Lady Coyotes. Lady Bulldogs get it back. Nicole Skinner checks in for Paris. Delaney Whalen takes a seat. Here's Meyer. Quick set play for Horseman off the inbound. No problem there for the sophomore. 34 apiece now. Now to Moore. Feels a little bit of pressure from the Lady Bulldogs. Paris gets it across. Skinner from the right baseline. Falls to the floor. Now a timeout called by Paris. On the busted play offensively. It will do it too. 34 apiece in the third quarter on the Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
It's a superb time to build a new home or remodel your existing home while interest rates are still attractive. At TPMB Bank in Paris, we offer you competitive long-term fixed rates as well as more options than other lending institutions. This is Kay Gray. Come on in to TPMB Bank or give me a call and I'll come to you and we'll discuss your plan. The key to better banking is at TPMB Bank in Paris, Monroe County's only locally owned and operated community bank since 1865. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We asked Jim DeLashment why he chose Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City.
The friendly people are here, and I know a lot of people here. There's a lot of good friends here, and so that's one of the reasons I came here. So when I first come here, I was kind of pretty well run down, and I got into physical therapy, which really helped me out. It turned me into the staff work, so with me, everybody pulled together around here to help each other out.
Stop in today and see for yourself why Jim DeLashment chose Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City. It could also be the quality care with love to share that they provide. View MonroeCityManor.com.
.com 34 apiece after the full timeout. Paris resets on the offensive side, and Allie Francis gets the inbound right to the hoop, but misses. Tough break there for Paris. Potter to rebound. Now to Reagan Brown to the top of the key. They try to pass it back to Potter, and they do that. The freshman tries to attack, gets a partial screen through Horseman. Now drops it off over to Meyer. Meyer kick out right side. Brown, three, and the lead. Nope. Hamilton to rebound. And it will be Miller that takes it for Paris. Drops it to the right side for Skinner. Now cuts inside the key, falls to the floor. And it was Potter that got tripped by the leg of Skinner while she was on the floor. Meyer can't get the two. Offensive board. Horseman, second try. Good. Horseman with eight. And now stolen away as Paris coughed it up in their own backcourt. Now Miller up to Francis. Layup. Doesn't go. One more try. She'll go to the line. Two missed layups here by Allie Francis that she was trying to convert on. It'll be Haley Porter's first foul. So Allie Francis back to the line. Second time this half is 1 for 3. She misses the first. Delaney Whelan into the game. The second shot coming. Front of the rim, doesn't fall. Here is Club, top of the key. Spin move trying to go around Hamilton, and good for her not to take the foul. Good defense. Moore on the other side for it. Takes it to the tops. Now Moore pivots, drops it to Hamilton. Nice finish by the 1-2 punch by Paris. Back, tied up, 36 apiece, 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. Francis takes a spill, Moore picks it up. Up the floor to Miller. Her underhand shot off the window doesn't fall. Reagan Brown across the timeline from the right side. Now to the top, and they're going to get Miller for a foul. It was an inadvertent run-in, and that will be her second foul. Probably a call they could have let go if they really wanted to, but it was technically foul. Didn't have much of an influence on the play the way it was heading. Long three-point try and knocked home by Haley Potter. That's NBA range from the top of the key, and South Cal is up 39-36. Here's Whelan now the other way for Paris. Miller, Moore, left elbow. Trying to drop one off the cup, does just that. Comes around top of the key, and it's taken away by Club. She's off to the races, hustling back his cup, trying to draw a block and a floor foul call. And negates the two. That is Elizabeth Cup's second foul. Skinner will check back in for Paris. Cup takes the seat. Dylan bound to the top for Club. Now right corner. Can Potter go back-to-back? No, she cannot. One more try on the other side. A bucket. And an and-one coming up for Reagan Brown. And that will be Allison Moore's first foul. The three-time Crest All-Star. And it's a 41-36 lead. A 5-0 run here. Find the Lady Bulldogs of South Callaway. The and one on its way. Front iron. Offensive rebound. No problem for Delaney Horseman. And Hamilton quickly sprints back to the scorer's table. And now a travel called. As Skinner tried to find Allison Moore in the right corner. Have to settle down here if you're the Lady Coyotes. The Lady Bulldogs getting a couple of buckets here. Taking some uncharacteristic fouls, too, in the span of a couple minutes. Driving the lane is Brown, and Horseman trying to get the rebound, and it was last touch by her. Hamilton was also in there trying to assist. Nothing going there. Moore left wing. Down to Miller. To Whelan. And tipped and stolen by Club as they try to go back to Miller. Now fast break the other way, and a two drops for Reagan Brown. This partial press is giving Paris some fits. Little hesitation, Miller all the way into the left wing for Francis. Now will come Whelan, pulls up for a three, and a much needed one for Paris. 45-39. Lady Bulldogs of South Callaway trying to get to 12-4 on the season, take home third place in this Sturgeon tournament. And a good move out to the right wing. No hesitation from Brown, and knocks down to three. Paris just getting a little too aggressive on the defense. And it's a 9-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs. Here is Hamilton to Miller. On the left wing, trying is Francis. Doesn't go. Hamilton on the putback. Brown with 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dishes one over to Potter, left wing. Cuts in. Two to Wayne. Hamilton with the block. Throws it up, but gives it right back to South Callaway. And Moore gets it. That may have been partially tipped there. Moore to the top. And it goes off of Meyer. And we'll see Elizabeth and Molly Cup both check in. Miller, 23.2 to go here in the third. Comes to the top of the key for Whelan. And a man shown here by the Lady Bulldogs. Francis pivots the underhand and tries to split the defense. We'll go to line for two. Second personal for Haley Potter. Francis, 1 for 4. Now 2 for 5 from the line tonight. This is only her second point of the night, too. Let's make it a 5-point game. Here from a round of applause, she made it. 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Here is Club. Her two off the back iron. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Francis, left side, half court. Whelan off the high glass. 48-43, South Callaway with the lead as we go to the fourth on 99.9 to Captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
Are you thinking about starting or adding to your nest egg? Regional Missouri Bank has a variety of savings and certificate of deposit options to help you achieve your financial goals.
Contact your local Regional Missouri Bank branch for details about the range of products, terms, and rates we are currently offering.
You can also check out the rates page on RMB's website at www.regionalmo.bank today.
Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Side and Sugar has been by your side for 75 years. Time is running out to receive free pickup and delivery on your winter service packages. Inspecting and prepping your equipment by our John Deere certified technicians is the key to a successful spring season. Sign up by February 9th to receive free pickup and delivery. Schedule today by calling any of our 13 locations, visit us online at sideandsugars.com, or download our mobile app.
Offer ends February 9th, 2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Start of fourth quarter, 48-43. South Callaway with the lead, trying to take home third place in this marquee girls' third place game at the Sturgeon Tournament. Fifth-ranked Paris in Class 2. South Callaway getting votes in Class 3. It will be Community and Salisbury in the championship game later tonight. The number 2 team in Class 1, as a baseline jumper will fall for Reagan Meyer. Those are her first points. And a Salisbury team who is getting votes in Class 2. Paris has actually defeated Salisbury 2 of their 3 times this year as Hamilton gets a layup. But they lost in the semifinal Thursday night. That's why they're in the third place game. They are also the top 2 seeds in this tournament as well. To the top, this is Reagan Brown. Attacks, kick out, right side, Meyer, a 3. Nope. And it'll be Miller to Whelan for Paris. Right to left go to Lady Coyotes in home white uniforms, blue numbers, black trim. Moore, 3. Nope. Brown to Club. She'll try. 3 bounces, still denied. And Moore wasn't ready for the pass. Goes off the back of her head, and it was a last touch by Club. And Moore was not ready for that pass. Paris bailed out there. So here's Delaney Whelan. To Francis from the elbow. Man-to-man goes South Callaway. Francis. Now she takes it. She doesn't go, and Moore, or check that, Hamilton, off the left window and in. One possession game. 50-47, 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Potter. Kick out. Club. Club has real estate on the right side of the court. Her shot off the front of the rim. Gets it to Horseman off the rebound. That doesn't fall either. Club resets the South Calais offense. Francis guarding. To the right side. Club bumped. Foul called. And this will be Allie Francis's third foul. She'll check out. Nicole Skinner in her place. Meyer tries to get it to Brown. Timeout called by South Callaway. It's a full. We'll do it as well on the CaptainCentralMoInfo.com. It is 50 for South Callaway and 47 for Paris.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ACE to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text ACE to 35517. That's ACE to 35517.
.535 to go here in the fourth quarter. South Callaway out of the full timeout. Passes it to a wide open Reagan Meyer. Reagan Brown, check that. And now another turnover. This press is giving the Lady Coyotes a lot of fits. And Miller will take the foul. And it will be Miller's third. And it'll be Haley Potter shooting two, and she'll make the first. Francis back into the game for Paris. 53-47, make it 54-47 as Potter makes the second. Moore to Hamilton. Bounce pass to Francis on the right block, and a reaching foul called. It is on Paris, an offensive foul. That is Francis's fourth. They bring in her for a lot of defensive purposes. So she'll have to be careful here with that fourth foul. It will be Meyer, base shot, and Meyer is blocked by Hamilton out. Meyer. Now for Horseman, and a curl shot doesn't go. Hamilton rebound. Up the floor to Francis. Francis, her two is on the deck. And it'll be a reaching foul once again. Subs come in for Paris. Still ain't Whelan checking in. Here's Crest All-Star Allison Moore. Gets a ball screen through Hamilton. Down to the baseline. Her two-point bid doesn't fall. Gets her own rebound. Surrounded by three. Draws the foul. Could not get it to go. That would have been a huge bucket there for Paris if they could get that to go. Reagan Brown has her fourth foul. And again, South Callaway is not subbed in this game. So she'll have to be careful as Moore knocks the first of her two free throws. She's a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Second shot by Moore. First miss. Rebound. It is Delaney Miller. Now to Whalen. Whalen from the right elbow. Francis at the top. Starting five out here for Paris. Miller uncorks a three. Too strong, and Club gets it. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. 54-48. Paris. Or check that, South Callaway. Stretch it a little further. Delaney Horseman with the layup. She has a dozen. Four players for South Callaway in double figures. The only one that's not is Reagan Meyer. Here is Moore, pulls up for a jumper. Miller there to bail her out. Here we go. Two possession game. Reagan Brown. Pass it to Meyer, pulls up baseline jumper off the rim. Moore takes in. She has space to get it up before. She does just that. Cross the timeline. All the way. Moore! No. Did everything but finish. Here is Club. She'll try and answer. Takes it to the baseline and falling to the floor and taking a foul is Allie Francis, and that's going to be number five for the senior. She'll finish with 3 points in this game. And that's a big loss on the defensive side for Paris. So two shots is now coming for the 5'8 sophomore Paige Club, who actually has been held pointless until now in the second half, hard to believe. She had about just as good of a first half as you could imagine. And the second shot is true. 30-second timeout called by Darren Humphrey and the South Callaway Lady Bulldogs. Well, we have a moment. We'll thank some of our sponsors. That is the Paris Senior Citizen Center, Wheeler Auction and Real Estate, Thomas Auto Parts, Nutrient Ag Solutions, TPNB Bank, Logan Agri Service, Monroe Manor, all of Paris. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keetzel, Glasgow, and Paris. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Science Sugar, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Miller will inbound for Paris. To Moore, catching in stride opposite court is Whalen. Takes it to the right corner, and Hamilton's two-point try. Gets her own rebound, finding for the loose ball with Delaney Horseman. Results in a jump ball. It belongs to Paris. Miller from the right of the South Callaway bucket. Trying to get it to Moore. Bounce pass under. Just snuck in right behind the defense. And Allison Moore does not miss from 1 foot out. Back to a 6-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs of South Callaway. Brown, stolen by Moore. Got into the kitchen, and now Moore takes a stumble, and Club guarding her, and that will be a foul for the sophomore. That is her fourth foul. That's a potential loss if she were to miss there, and a one-on-one also coming up, as that's foul number seven for South Callaway. Moore does not miss the first. Second shot coming. On its way. Good. Big free throws for Allison Moore. At the top, here is Paige Club. 2:50 to go here in the fourth. 4-point game. South Callaway on top. Club content to wait for a shot. Takes it up the left side. Escapes Moore. And it looks like she's just going to try and dribble her way, kill some time. Moore, and now a blocking foul called on Moore. An impressive ball handling by the sophomore. That is Moore's second. Now it puts South Callaway to the line for a 1-1 club. 3-for-3 already in this game from the charity stripe. Front end. Misses. Miller to rebound. To Moore. Moore inside to Hamilton. Coughed it up. Stolen away by Meyer. Meyer to Potter. Now to Reagan Brown. Across the timeline. Man-to-man goes the Lady Coyotes. Moore guarding her. Now they try and trap. Trying to get around to the backside. Whalen. And another bump by Delaney Whalen. South Galway just seems content to just kill this clock. And gets a line for a 1-1. Brown 1-for-3 in this game from the line. Next foul will give South Callaway a double bonus and a big shot by the freshman. He was about a 58% free throw shooter in this game. The second is also good. Here is Allison Moore for Paris. Three makes it a one-possession game. Inside the Hamilton, deflected away by Horseman. And into the hands of Brown. They will slow things down. Will they play keep away once again? This time it's Potter. Trying to pass it. Has a trap, falls to the floor, and it is a foul. A reaching foul. Garrett Thomas not happy with the call. Thought they had the steal. And that is Whalen's fourth as well. That puts him in the double bonus. Page Club back to the line. Misses the first. Front rim. Just needs to make one to make it a three-possession game. Paris has two timeouts remaining to their dispense. Will they use one here? They do not. Second one goes. Three-possession game. Whalen. DeMiller. Miller from the top. Now over to Moore. Does not take the three. Minute 20 to go. Moore. Two for Hamilton off the pass. Got it. Timeout called by Paris. 61-56 after the two-pointer by Torrey Hamilton. We'll be back in a minute on the Captain.
Superior products and superior service. At Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris, we're committed to delivering you both. This is Todd Ragsdale. We continually update with new technology at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. Whether it's equipment for our custom application or the latest technology in seed varieties, chemicals, and fertilizer. Our main goal is simple. We're here to assist you in achieving the best yields possible on your fields. Stop by or give us a call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions of Paris. We offer you more for your operation.
At Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry, we make it our goal every time to get you the right part at the right price right now. Whether it's your family car, pickup, ag equipment, or heavy-duty truck, because of our NAPA affiliation, Thomas Auto Parts can access a large network of quality parts at a price that's competitive. This is Nick Thomas. We also offer Hustler zero-turn mowers because you just can't go wrong with a Hustler. It's quality at the right price, and you can purchase it right here, now, at Thomas Auto Parts in Paris and Perry.
Little Rolling Stones playing in the background here at Sturgeon High School. 61-56. Lady Coyotes go on the defense. Only one person on the floor with four fouls for the Lady Coyotes. That is Delaney Whalen. However, South Callaway has two with four fouls. Paige Club and Reagan Brown. They'll be clubbed on the inbound and they turn it over. An errant pass there by South Callaway. Paris gets it in the right wing. Miller. Big possession in this game. Comes around up top to Skinner. Back to Miller. The three. Splash. One possession game. Minute to go in the fourth. Partial pressure by the Lady Coyotes. They back out. Club. to the rim, drawing the charge, Delaney Miller. And that's the fifth on the sophomore. Miller takes a seat, or club check that, takes a seat. And checking in is Kendall Dillon, the 6'0 sophomore. Club will finish with 20 points in this game. A big loss for the Lady Bulldogs. Now Moore, two ties it, pulls up, high wing, we are tied. 44 seconds. Inside, Horseman the two, and she got fouled. And this will go on Miller, and that is her fourth foul. Horseman, a 53% free throw shooter, makes the first, and the Lady Bulldogs have the lead back. Second shot coming. Good. Here is Whalen across the timeline. 35 seconds. Paris needs a two. Moore in all alone. The two will get her to the line as she got bumped. That'll be the third foul on Horseman. Moore's made her last two. Now three. We'll try and tie it. One timeout available to each coach. They're both fulls. Moore for the tie, misses. Miller trying to get the offensive rebound, can't do so. Paris now trails 63-62. They're going to have to foul. 23 seconds, and now Moore does that. That'll be the third. And that is a good foul there by the Lady Coyotes, too, because even if they make the two, it's still a one-possession game. Brown has made her last three free throws for South Callaway. And still a one-point game after missing the first. Will we have back-to-back overtime games in the Sturgeon tournament? That would be something. Second one is good. Press shown. Two-point lead. Moore trying to get it to Hamilton, trying to reach for it. Now scrum under Moore. Puts it up. Timeout call by Paris. It's a full. Probably a good one, too. Torrey Hamilton takes a sigh of relief here, saying, thankfully. All right, so we'll keep it here on the captain. On KIRK Macon, you're listening to the girls' third place game between South Callaway and Paris. 64-62 is the lead for South Callaway. I think you, if you're Paris, you try to find something inside for Torrey Hamilton. You have the height advantage. She's in good shape on the foul side with only two. Both of those actually came in the first half. She played a very clean first half play for the tie. See if you can get it overtime. And the leading score for South Callaway is already out. I like my chances. But Paris has 1-2 punch. In pretty good shape foul-wise with Allison Moore with three. Torrey Hamilton with two. 15.4 on the clock. It will be Delaney Miller inbounding. Gives it to Whalen, falling to the floor, and they stepped out of bounds. Whalen fell. Miller had to grab it, and then when she grabbed it, her foot was out. Now South Callaway trying to escape up to the left side, diving, trying to get the foul, and it just has Delaney Whalen. An unorthodox way to get foul number five, but hey, it got the job done, and she's smiling, falling, coming to the bench. She'll finish with 9 points, but she got the foul. That was the most important part. And so Reagan Brown, important free throws. First one is good. And this will make it a two-possession game if she can make the second. If she doesn't, Paris needs a three to tie. The second for Brown is off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Paris. 7 seconds. Miller up the Moore grabs it. Inside her two is going to fall. And that's going to do it. Moore made the shot, but she didn't realize she was inside the arc. And that's how it's going to come to a close. 65-64, South Callaway holds on in the girls' third-place game. And, boy, it lived up to its billing. Two teams shake hands on the near side. And tough one for the Lady Coyotes as they fall to 16-3 on the year. And the Lady Bulldogs of South Callaway proved to 12-5. What a performance between these two. We'll take a look at some of the final numbers coming up next to nominate an outstanding player of the game on the captain at CentralMoInfo.com.
Farming is tough enough without worrying about whether your current banker understands your farming operation. This is Will Mefford at TPNB Bank in Paris. From the initial meeting, we listened to your ideas and want to learn more about your operation. After accessing your unique business, the loan officers at TPNB Bank work with you to assist you in accomplishing your objectives and the realization of your long-term farming goals. The key to better banking and your financial success is at TPNB Bank in Paris, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Farming is tough enough without worrying about whether your current banker understands your farming operation. This is Will Mefford at TPNB Bank in Paris. From the initial meeting, we listened to your ideas and want to learn more about your operation. After accessing your unique business, the loan officers at TPNB Bank work with you to assist you in accomplishing your objectives and the realization of your long-term farming goals. The key to better banking and your financial success is at TPNB Bank in Paris, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Let's take a look at some of your final numbers as South Callaway defeats Paris 65-64 in the girls' third place game. Page Club with a total of 21 points. Delaney Horseman with 13. Reagan Brown with a total of 15 points. And Haley Potter with 11. And Reagan Meyer with 2. Allison Moore finishes the game with a total of 24 points for the Lady Coyotes of Paris. Tori Hamilton with 18. Nicole Skinner with 3. Delaney Miller with 7, and Delaney Whelan with 9. Page Club gets that same player to game honors, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. And she put on a show despite fouling out, especially in the first half with 18 first-half points. The Coyotes made a nice adjustment to shut her down for the most part in that second half, but her impact definitely made a difference, so she will get that honor. We got the new Franklin Westrand boys on the court warming up for the boys' third place game, and Ben will tell you all about that coming up on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to?